Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. Now, here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. Robin, my lady, my love, my partner, how are you, darling?
I am wonderful and happy to be here again. I was out. I didn't make it last Thursday, and I missed an excellent show and a good interview. So I'm happy to be back this week.
Yeah, it was a good time. SJ was a great deal of fun to hang out with, as I'm sure our guest tonight will be. We have Mama Gina Lamont coming out here in just a couple of minutes to join us under the shady tree and hang out. So is there snow piling up out there, or is it just kind of blowing around?
I don't know. I haven't looked outside in a little bit here. I have a feeling it's just melting. I don't think it has accumulated in any way.
Well, good, because I'll be driving home tomorrow night, and I'll be looking forward to, you know, not slipping and sliding all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might have, as our listeners might have realized, I'm calling in from beautiful eastern Pennsylvania, where it is blustery and cold and just will not give up in spite of the 60 degrees last night and thunderstorms with tornado watches. We now have ourselves back into the deep freeze. And we had snow and ice falling earlier while I was driving to a meeting this evening. So, tons of fun. So, anyway, let's not keep our guest waiting any longer.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and get Gina to come on in here and join us under the shady tree. Put up a seat, man, How you doing, Gina?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. You know, all things considered, you know.
You know,
life is pretty good.
Yeah, it is, but I'm going to make you jealous because I'm sitting in Florida where it's in the low 40s. It's beautiful. There is no snow on the ground, and I'm going to be camping in the woods tonight.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
No shoveling.
Yeah, we've not camped in Florida since last last late spring when we were down there for a Florida painting gathering.
Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful down here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And those thunderstorms rumbled through there yesterday too, didn't it?
There was a little bit. I actually got a gig canceled yesterday because of the rain, but that's okay. I got plenty to do and rescheduled. And like I said, it's beautiful right now. I can see stars and like going to be curled up in a nice warm sleeping bag tonight. Life is gorgeous.
Awesome.
So the shady tree down there is a palm tree or a scrub oak?
Scrub oak, some big live oaks where I'm at, some beautiful, beautiful cypress. There's some ponds here with some just gorgeous cypress trees here. We've got sandhill cranes and peacocks all over where I'm at. So big giant birds trying to take your sandwich away in the daytime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, live oaks and Spanish moss. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss it down there. So, all right. Well, we're glad you're here. And envious may be a better word. Jealous is a little strong. glad you're enjoying it. So for those two or three of our listeners that may not be completely familiar with who you are, where you come from, and all of that stuff, why don't you share with our listeners just a bit about yourself, please?
Well, I am the new bard on the block. I'm an old lady, but I'm the new bard on the block in the pagan world. And I'm just so thrilled to get out and play my music for folks in the last 3.5 years. I've been in music my whole life. I stopped doing it full-time when I had my son in my early 30s. And he's 23 now, and about 3 years ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to go back out on the road, and I'm going to start playing, and this time I'm going to play the music that's near and dear to my heart. And I've been writing just this amazing music that comes through from spirit, from the gods, from the goddesses, whatever you want to call that stuff. It's been coming through me for the last, like, 5-6 years, just clear as a bell. Some of it's very serious, some of it's very silly. And I've been having a blast. I actually quit my day job about 2.5 years ago and said I'm going to make this work. And I travel all over the country, and I play my music for anybody who I can trip and make them fall down right in front of me and listen. You know, I play house concerts and festivals and just everywhere. In fact, this year I'm planning right now, I started booking September, October, November. I'm going to head out to Washington State and then work my way back. So I'm really, really excited. That's going to be my first time playing west of the Rockies. So I'm pretty excited about that.
For you.
Oh, cool. So,
yeah.
So what kind of music, what would you call the kind of music that you play?
Oh, well, you know what? If we have to call it something, it's kind of pagan folk. I play a 12-string acoustic primarily. I'm a rhythm player, so I don't do anything too fancy, but I am a songwriter, and I've been singing my whole life. So I sit down and I just tell the stories that come through, and some of it sounds a little folky, but I get a little rock and roll once in a while. I've got one song that's got a nice reggae beat to it. It just kind of depends what the song calls for. And I also play djembe and frame drum, so I switch out when I play and do some stuff, you know, that sounds a little bit different than just the guitar. And it's so much fun to do this stuff. You know, I guess pagan folk is probably the best way to put it, if you got to put a label on it.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing you play live. That should be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be awesome. I think Caldera Fest is... it's going to be an amazing event.
Oh, Robin, you have, I got to tell you that, like, every pagan act that's on that bill is like somebody on my bucket list of who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be completely amazing. I mean, I know some of them because we've run into each other over the last couple of years as I've made my way through festivals and gotten to meet, and every one of them is just not just stellar musicians, but stellar people. I mean, kind souls. This is probably, you know, I played music most of my life, and I've worked with a lot of musicians over the years, but the opportunity to work with these pagan musicians is just something that is unlike anything else, because we are kind to each other, we help each other out, we build each other up, we support each other. I am so excited about Caldera Fest, because we're all going to be in one place, and I get to hug all my friends, you know?
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to meeting everybody. You know, we know some of the artists as well from meeting them in our travels. And we're looking forward to meeting everybody down there at the Caldera Fest. And I'm just looking forward to getting back down to North Georgia and being close to home. So down in Lafayette, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, and Cherokee Farms is such a beautiful property. It's such a beautiful place. I think people are going to be really happy camping there and hanging out for the weekend. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place.
Well, I haven't been there before, but I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about, like, growing up, what kind of music you listen to? What inspires you? What sort of brings forward the music? What's your muse?
Oh, my gosh. The stuff I listened to when I was a kid, we didn't have a lot of music in the house. I mean, we had music, but it wasn't what most people had. We had vinyl, and it was either Christmas albums or it was musicals. And that is probably about the only music I heard other than music that I sang in the choir. I grew up Catholic, and they taught me to sing all the time in every grade. So I was always in the choirs and sang a lot of sacred music. In church. And that was really the only music that I listened to until I was in 10th grade, and I had started working a part-time job, and I had a little extra money in my pocket, and I bought my first transistor radio. So all of a sudden, the world opened up for me, and I said, oh my gosh, there's all this other music out there. This is so amazing. I mean, there was a point when I was in 10th grade, and I had started discovering all this other music. And like I said, I grew up Catholic. Well, there was this Methodist church about six blocks from my house, and they had a very active youth group that sang, that went out and sang around town to different Christian churches. And I snuck out of the house for a year on Wednesday nights. I said I was going to a girlfriend who was covering for me. What I was really doing was I was going down to the Methodist church and singing with all of these people that were my age, and we became pretty popular. I mean, I was getting on buses and going places. This is before, you know, your parents had to sign off on everything. They just assumed that, you know, you could go. And I can remember that there was a point when they decided that we all had to have uniforms because we were getting quite popular. And there was no way I could explain that peach dress with all the flowers on it to my mom. And so I bowed out at that point. I went to the youth group and I said, I can't do this anymore. You know, my parents can't afford the dress and all that kind of stuff. I came home 3 days later and my mother is sitting in the living room with a bag of fabric and the zipper and all the pattern and everything to make the dress. And she just looked at me and she said, where did I go wrong? You're singing with the Methodists? And I she loved me, and my dad loved me so much. And once she got over the fact that I was singing with the Methodists, you know, what's funny is they let me continue to sing with the youth group. But what's funny is she never got mad at me for lying about where I was for an entire year on Wednesday nights. She was more concerned. Looking back on it, it's completely crazy. She was more concerned that I was a Catholic and I was singing with the Methodist. You know, so I already kind of blew that one completely out of the water at that point. But I've been singing since I was a kid, and I just, sacred music has a very special place in my heart. And when I finally realized that, you know, I don't know what I was, but I certainly wasn't Catholic. I certainly wasn't Christian. And that was a long, you know, convoluted journey. But when I found the pagan community, I thought, this is where my heart is, this is where my soul is. And the music just started coming through in just waves. And it's, you know, so now I sing with the pagans. And
Where did I go wrong?
You got to love it. So I have all kinds of muses, but most of my muses are most of my muse is sitting in silence under the trees out in the woods camping. That is actually where I write most of my material, because that's where things are quiet enough that I can actually hear what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I can also write when it's very busy and people are all around me, but most of the time it's when I'm completely silent and there's complete silence around me so I can really truly hear what's going on. And that's what my muse does.
Awesome.
Very cool. So, you know, Caldera Fest coming up.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've mentioned it a few times, but we've not really talked about it.
Yeah,
I mean, this is just going to be such an epic kind of event. And,
it is.
And so, you know, I know that all of the artists, as I understand it, all of the artists are going to be doing workshops.
Yes.
And
yes.
And so... So what kind of workshop can we plan on an attending of yours?
Well, I'm going to do one with the kids. We're, you know, this is a family festival, and there will be, as you know, I hope, a lot of children. And this is a workshop that I do at other festivals, and I call it Shake, Rattle, and Chant. And all the kids come, all ages. I mean, from the tiny ones to the preteens, and sometimes, you know, the young at heart show up and the parents show up. We take water bottles, we fill them with beans, put beans in them, dry beans, and we wrap them and decorate them in color stickers for whatever season. So it'll be Beltane-y, because this is going to be at the end of May. You know, we'll pick Beltane-y kind of colors. All the kids make rattles, giant, loud rattles. And we bang those around. I bring all of my toys so the kids can play tambourines and drums and everything else. And we usually write a chant or two together. I ask kids to give me some ideas for what we can put in the chant, and they'll shout out, you know, crazy things about the season, you know, that kind of a thing. And we just write a chant or two together. And at the end of all of the crafty side of it, we practice our chant, and then we go walking, marching through Vendor Row, doing our chants. And it is the most fun. It's one of the most fun things I do at festival, is do this chant workshop with the kids, because we get to be loud and crazy and fun, and the kids have a blast, and I have a blast. So that's going to be my workshop.
Well,
oh,
you'll probably get to meet my daughter, since she's coming with us and she's 10. So I'm sure she'll. That sounds like something right up her alley. So
excellent.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to say that I know that there will be at least one kid, because you're bringing our little girl. So.
Excellent. What's her name?
Oh.
Persephone.
Persephone.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting her. I wrote a song called Persephone.
Did you?
Yeah. It's one of the first songs I wrote a few years ago when I started thinking about doing this. Yes.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Oh, wow.
Very
cool. If you're taking requests for your performance that night, then or whenever you're performing on stage. You know,
we might have to do that one, yes.
Yeah, just know that there's a little girl named Persephone out there listening.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
So much to talk about. Let's see. I'm first of all, I'm just excited about meeting all of the people. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. And you know, being out there, just our pagan Woodstock, it's just going to be a hoot.
It really is. You know what's funny? What's funny is everybody's calling this a pagan Woodstock, and it really kind of is, except it's something, I mean, it's just, I get almost speechless, which is a really bad thing to do on a telephone interview, but I get so just excited about this whole idea, and it's really funny because I've written songs for other festivals, and I heard Danny from Tuatha Dea on an interview about 3 weeks ago. And the interviewer asked Danny if they were going to write a song for Caldera Fest. And on the interview, Danny said, no, but we think Mama Gina should. So I actually have written a song called Call Our Kin Home. And I'm hoping that we get to jam out on it, you know, me and a few of the other musicians that are there, because I wrote it I'm kind of excited about it. It really is a very musical thing. And at one point, I even referenced that some folks are calling this Woodstock, you know. But let it be known that this is something entirely different and something really new. And it pays a little bit of an homage to David Benash, who is the guy who is the mastermind and kind of dreamed up this whole festival. And I'm so thrilled that he decided to do this because it gives us all a chance to kind of get together. And it's because of Caldera Fest and the excitement around it, I think that it's been a great springboard for some other kind of collaborations like the Green Album that Danny has been wanting to do for a long time. And he this is kind of going to coincide with that. So I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the song and the break.
Okay.
Now, I am looking forward to talking about that as well. And, you know, David, the way I understand it, someone told him, you can't do that. And apparently he's not the right kind of person to tell you can't. And
right.
So he was told he couldn't, so he did. And that puts him on a plane with people that I truly respect. When
yeah.
you're told you can't and you go out and do it,
yeah.
I respect the people that stand up and say, "I can." So that's very cool, and I'm looking forward to meeting him in person as well. And I'm looking forward to hearing your new song about Caldera Fest. But
yeah,
in the meantime,
uh-huh.
In the meantime, tonight, I understand you're going to play a song called Sisters Waiting of yours, one of your relatively new songs, I take it?
Actually, this is the first song I recorded about 4 years ago. But I felt like it was something appropriate. I've lost a couple of dear friends recently, and Sisters Waiting was written for a friend that was dying of cancer at the time, although she would never call it cancer. She called it the fungus, and she was one of my favorite crones ever, feisty woman, strong-willed, strong mind, and I was sitting in my tent in the middle of a rainstorm one night, and I really didn't have anything in my tent. I was just a quick stop, so I didn't have my tent full of stuff, and I was scrabbling because this song came through like in like 10 minutes. It was one of those that I didn't write. I just kind of channeled, and I was scrabbling through my purse, and thank goodness for those really, really long Olive Garden receipts, because that was what was in my purse and a pen, and I wound up yeah, I'm like scribbling the words down as fast as I can with a flashlight and, you know, trying to figure this out and hold on to it until the morning when I could get out of my tent when the rain stopped. And I didn't even have my drum. I was like pounding on my chest playing. And it was a song for her, but also a song for a couple other crones that had passed over in the previous months. And it was a long time before I could play it without crying, but it's still one. It's one of the songs that wherever I play, people say, "Would you please do that song?" Because we're losing our elders and our community, and
yeah.
it's something that a lot of folks really connect with. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is very true. Sad for those of us that remain behind. Yeah. You know, they're going on to the summer lands, and we're stuck here missing them.
Well, we miss them, but you know what? We're pagans, so any reason to celebrate, even if it's somebody crossing, we just go for it, yes.
Well, we still cross with them anyway, so.
That's right.
So, all right, well, let's go ahead and play the song, and then we'll come back after the break and talk a little more about the song, and then we'll get into some discussion about the Green Album.
Sounds great.
All right, so everyone stick around. We're going to play the song Sisters Waiting by Mama Gina. Then we're going to have our advertisement about Caldera Fest to remind everybody of where you want to be Memorial Day weekend. And then I think we're playing the Peace Prayer tonight and then a rejoin. So there's a little bit of a break. Everybody take a breath, enjoy the song, stick around, we'll be right back after this.
Sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side. The veil is thin and the body is tired. Sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side. The veil is thin and the body is tired. Sisters waiting on the other side. Children, they will come and they will go. Children, they will come and they will grow. We give them life and then we let them go. Sisters waiting on the other side. Mother holds you while you're in this world. Mother holds you. Grandmother's wisdom's all we need to know. Grandmother's wisdom's all we need to know. As she passes, so we all will go. Sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side. The veil. The red-tailed hawk, the butterfly. The owl, the red-tailed hawk, the butterfly. The journey is long and you have wings to try. And sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side. The red-tailed hawk, the butterfly. The owl, the red-tailed hawk, the butterfly. The journey's long and you have wings to try. And sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side.
Sisters waiting on the other side. Sisters waiting on the other side.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Day, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
I love this music. I love that rejoin, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. And welcome back from the break. Hi, darling. And
hi.
We're joined tonight under the shady tree by our special guest and growing into a new friend, Mama Gina. So, Mama
hey.
Gina, you're back with us.
Hi, how are you doing? That was
doing
a nice
well.
Break. I like. Very cool.
Okay,
very
Terry,
cool.
Shut up. Let her talk.
I like that little break. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Some music I really have to work for. Some songs the idea comes, and sometimes it's months before the song happens. But when something happens like that one, like Sisters Waiting, where the song just comes to me fully formed, you know, I'm not even responsible for that. That's spirit talking, and I have to get those songs done. You know, I have to let them happen immediately. And it's such an interesting process because people say, well, how do you write? And I'm like, I have no idea, because sometimes it's a lot of work and sometimes it's no work at all and it's not even mine. You know, so.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I'll write an article, and I'm fighting for every word. And some articles, I'll sit down and I'll sit down to the keyboard, and all I got to do is just keep up, because you know everything
right.
is being fed to me. You know, and
right.
So I understand exactly the process you're talking about.
Yeah, you
but
get
that
it.
That is such an amazing song, and you know, it's, you know, Waiting on the Other Side. I mean, how amazing a thought is that?
And you can really
you know,
hear the emotion in your voice when you're singing it.
Thank you. You know what's really cool about that song is that I actually that crone's name, the one that was dying of cancer when I wrote that song. Her name is Dina, and I actually got to play it for her before she crossed.
Aww.
And that was such a moment. You know, she came out one evening, you know, where a bunch of us were sitting around by the fire, and she came out and I said, Dina, I need to play this for you. I love you so much. And she was just one of the most amazing people in my life. And she just accepted it so graciously. And that song really means a lot to me. It really does.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Green Album. Tell us all your thoughts. I mean, you're going to be a part of not just the epic nature of Caldera Fest, but you're also a part of the Green Album.
And
how cool is that?
This year is just so banging. I'm so excited. It's really interesting because last October, and I'll give you a little bit of history about the song that I wrote. Last October in Florida, they had what they called a bear harvest. And what it was the black bear, the Florida black bear had come off of the endangered list a couple of years ago. And the state of Florida decided they could make some money, and there were a bunch of hunting lobbyists. And I am all for responsible hunting, but this was not responsible. They sold licenses in the state of Florida, and in October, they opened season on the Florida black bear. About 3,500 in the state is what they estimated, 32 to 3,500. They sold 3,700 licenses. And in 2 days, and like I said, I'm all for responsible hunting. I have good friends who are hunters. I don't have a problem with it. But this was an absolute slaughter. In 2 days, about 320 bears were killed. And the state of Florida immediately shut down the hunt after that. They never expected that would happen, I guess. So that was like a punch in the gut to me. And I don't normally write angry songs. I don't write angry music. I write deep, meaningful stuff sometimes, and sometimes I write really funny. I don't do angry very often. I'm not young enough to be that angry anymore. And I wound up writing this song called Due North that is about that. It was about that black bear harvest. And I'm sitting there in early November tidying up the song, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do with this song? Because it's not going on my next CD. It doesn't fit anything I do. It's so angry, I don't even know what to do with this. And my phone rang, and it was Brad from Murphy's Midnight Rounders. And he said, so we're going to do this thing, and we want you to be a part of it. And he started describing the Green Album, the collaboration, and what it was going to be about, which was musicians, you know, being part of this collaboration to kind of heal the world one song at a time. To submit a song that had never been, a new song or something that had never been published, that had never been out there before. So it's all brand new music, 14 artists, and each one of us contributed a song. And we decided on the Rainforest Trust, which is an amazing, amazing group that is saving the planet, you know, 1 acre at a time, if that's what it takes. They're buying land and restoring it and saving, you know, giving us some oxygen back and our resources. And I talked to Brad and I said, oh my gosh, I think I just wrote the song that I'm going to contribute. I mean, it couldn't have happened any more timely. And the song had flowed, and I didn't know what to do with it, and all of a sudden it had a home. And it has a home with 13 other songs from 13 other groups that are all amazing. I've heard them. You can't hear them yet because it's a big secret. But we've been sharing our lyrics, online. We've been sharing some of the backstory of the songs. And I am telling you that this album is epic. Epic. It's amazing. And if I start naming people, I'm going to forget somebody, so I don't want to do that. But it is going to be amazing. People are going to love this music. Some of it is fun. Some of it is funny. Some of it is serious. You know, my song is angry. It is just amazing. I'm still pinching myself that they asked me in the first place to be part of it, because, like I said, I'm the new bard on the block. You know, S.J. Tucker, Dave the Bard, these, you know, Kellyanna, everybody's been around for years, and while I've been doing music longer than maybe one of them has been alive, I am new. I'm new on the pagan scene. I'm new as far as a musician. I've been in the pagan community for a long time, teaching tarot, Kabbalah, doing a whole bunch of stuff. But the music really started publicly for the pagan music scene about 3.5 years ago. And I am just thrilled that they asked me to be a part of this. You are going to love this CD. Everybody, when May comes at Memorial Day weekend, when the Green Album drops, and we're going to do that live set at Caldera Fest where everybody plays their song, you have to get the CD. You just have to. 25% of the proceeds will go to the Rainforest Trust. So we're putting our money where our mouth is. We're going to, you know, we're doing the right thing with it. And you have to get the CD. I'm going to get a CD. I think it's amazing.
Cool. We're definitely trying to get one. Now, you said something that kind of struck me as interesting, but it sounds to me like that song already had a home before you wrote it. You just didn't know that yet.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I just didn't know what I was going to do with it. And I was sitting at my campsite at Florida Pagan Gathering last Samhain, you know, right around Samhain, just after it, and sitting with my guitar and my notes and going, let's see if we tighten this up and if we change this word and we do this. And I was questioning why I had written this song, and the phone rang. And that's kismet, you know. You just can't argue with that stuff when it happens.
Yeah.
Those are the signs that the universe gives us that we're actually doing the right thing and we're doing the right work, and that they are pleased with our doings in general. So,
yes, absolutely. I felt like I was in the groove at that moment for sure.
All right. So, we're looking at actually starting toward the end of the show tonight. I know. We're 45 minutes after the hour, and it's now time to ask you about some upcoming performances. I understand that you're down in Florida. You already told us about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got some gigs coming up. What are you doing between now and Caldera Fest, and then what are you doing this season?
Well, I'm doing a lot of Florida gigs. I decided that since I'm a Florida girl, I don't know anything about driving in ice and snow, so I prefer to stay down here during the winter months, and I am going to be doing lots of Florida stuff still. Locally, I'm from Tampa, Florida, so I do some stuff around Tampa. I do some singer-songwriter nights, like I'll be in Daytona next Thursday. And back in Tampa on Friday, both for singer-songwriter nights. I've got a couple of local metaphysical shops in the Tampa and Lakeland area that I'm going to be doing concerts at, full-length, you know, two-hour concerts coming up in March. And I'll be at Phoenix Fire, which is an amazing festival in Lakeland. It's a regional festival, but they get, you know, a couple, 300 people out there, and they get some really amazing folks coming in as guest speakers, and it's a really cool festival. Lots of they also utilize a lot of local folks, and in fact, when I started playing 3.5 years ago, they're one of the first festivals that said yes when I said, "Can I come play music?" And they really hadn't even heard me. You know what I mean? they knew me, and they said, "Well, okay, come on out and play." And Phoenix Fire is really, really cool. That's in Lakeland, Florida. I've got Equinox and the Oaks coming up. That's going to be on the other coast of Florida. I'm getting to do a lot of stuff, which is really exciting. And I'm starting to play places that are not pagan, which I'm very excited about. stretching outside my comfort zone. And I just, because I write a lot of songs about the gods and goddesses. They kind of talk to me and I talk back and we write songs together. And I found that I can play that music for non-pagans. I can play that music and they still get it. They still get moved. Sometimes they don't get the same message that I got when I was writing it, but that's okay because they're feeling something and they're moved by it. And I'm very excited about that. Some of the singer-songwriter nights that I'm doing, you know, I don't hit anybody over the head with the pagan stick. I just go in and play the music. And it's very exciting to see really genuine responses to the music. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm also playing some farmers markets where I get paid in veggies. That is totally awesome.
Yeah, that
is. I'm all about that.
You'll sing for food, right?
Yeah, I will work for food. That's absolutely right. And then in May and June, I'll be traveling more. I'm going to do Florida Pagan Gathering, which is in Lake Wales, Florida, for Beltane. And then I'm heading mostly towards the Midwest for May and June. And anybody who's interested in where I'm going to play, because I'm going to be all over the place this year, I have a tour page on my webpage, and that's at mamaginamusic.com, M-A-M-A-G-I-N-A music.com. I have a tour page, and I list freaking everywhere I play, so people can always figure that out. And I'm always available for house concerts in between and anybody who wants to put the bard up on their couch. So I encourage people to look at my tour schedule, because literally, even if you don't want to do a house concert, if you're on my way to the next gig, if you let me sleep on your couch and take a shower, I will pull my guitar out. You can even invite a couple friends over, and I will play a half an hour for you in exchange for all of that. So I will play for bed and a shower. You don't even have to feed me if you don't want to. But
well, we may have to talk about that then during the summer, since we're up here in Pennsylvania. You'll be up this way.
Maybe in the summer. I am looking at some stuff in July that is not confirmed yet, and we'll talk.
All right. And want to also invite you back after sometime after Caldera Fest, and maybe you can we'll play your Green Album song, and you can tell us more about it at the time, and we'll talk more.
That sounds wonderful.
All right, so you said that mamaginamusic.com is where your tour schedule is. Is there an email link there? Is that the way to get in touch with you as well, if someone wants to send you a message?
Yes, I've got links there if people want to email me or if they want to Facebook message me. I've got all kinds of contact information on the website. And I'm really working hard to get the message out that I'm out there. I want to play music for you, because this is what I love to do. Part of what I do is I want to encourage folks to do something that they love. You know, I see so many people that feel like they're trapped by their lives. They're unhappy in what they do, and I don't care what it is, if it's just a few minutes every week, find something you love. Find something that you're passionate about, that you care about. I want you to know that it's possible to enjoy your life. And that's part of the message when I get out and play, is I want people to realize that it's okay to do something that you love. You know, there was a huge chapter in my life where I was raising my son, and I absolutely loved it. And I had to work the day job, and I had to be in corporate America. And I was able to step away after that chapter. And I still got to do what I loved when I was in the day job, because I still got to teach tarot and Kabbalah, and I still got to sing a little bit. It's possible to do something that you love, and I just think that's so important.
I totally
Absolutely.
Agree.
You guys are doing what you love, right?
Well, yeah, on the radio show generally, yeah, but we both have day jobs. Although I just started a new job, and I do actually really enjoy it. So.
Oh, congratulations.
And I love what I do. I teach fiber optics, and I travel the world, and somebody else pays the bills. And,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't suck.
There you go.
I love teaching whatever I'm teaching. I love seeing those light bulbs come on over people's heads and their eyes. You can see in their eyes for the moment they get it.
Yes.
And whether it's our spiritual teaching that Robin and I do together, or the stuff that I teach for fiber optics, even the feelings that I get, feedback I get feeling-wise, from shows we do where we're doing education, I feel and I know that there's an impact. And so, yeah, it does matter.
Yeah,
and
it
we
really
are doing
does.
What we love.
Absolutely.
So, Robin, you were saying something there? Did I talk over you?
No. I was thinking that, you know, I love hearing that from other people, that, you know, they find joy in what they're doing. And I think it's really important that we make that choice, because it is a choice. So many people I know aren't living consciously and don't understand that even that is a choice. And the ability to open your eyes and say, this is something that I love, this is something that I want to devote at least part of my time to, you know, and make that choice every day when you get up that you're gonna put your focus on something that you love. Because the truth is whatever we focus upon is exactly what we're going to get. And
exactly.
We
create our own reality.
We really do. And it's taken me a lifetime to figure that out, but I'm working on it, baby. I may get it wrong some days, but I'm still working it.
Hey. Very cool. Well, I'm excited about everything that we're doing. I'm excited about the Caldera Fest and meeting all of the artists and renewing some friendships and making new friends. And, you know, Robin and I were talking. I mean, in fact, it's one of our regular conversations and planning for our trip down there. So it's going to be a major blast.
Mama Gina, I actually think that you and I have a friend in common. I'm not sure, but perhaps you know my friend Marcy?
Marcy, I know a couple of Marcies.
Marcy Munder, she's got a big
yes.
sun tattoo on her back.
I freaking love Marcy. You know what? She saved my life one night.
I believe it. She saved my life on many occasions. I've known Marcy for going on 15 years.
Oh, my gosh, that is so cool. Yeah, my truck died one night, and I actually had to buy a truck that day because I was on tour. and I was going to have to stay the night in that town so that I could finish the deal in the morning at the car dealership buying a used vehicle. And I was going to have to move all of my gear out of the dead truck into the new one. And I went on to Facebook and I said, do I know anybody in this city? And Marcy popped up and she said, what do you need? And I said, oh, my God, I need muscle. And she came. I mean, she was out there, helped me move all of my stuff from one truck to the other. And she said, now, what are you going to do for the night? I said, there's a hotel right across the street. She said, uh-uh. She said, you're coming home with me. And I did. And she saved me. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was
my
very
Marcy.
Cool. Yeah.
That sounds exactly like the Marcy
arena. I'll tell you a quick Marcy story. In 2010, my husband passed away, and I was up at the hospital by myself in the middle of the night, and I called her, and she was in Arkansas. She was living in Arkansas at this time. And I called her on the phone, crying hysterical, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, I'm in Pennsylvania, in Williamsport, Pennsylvania area. I don't know how she managed to bend time, that witch, and her then boyfriend got her from Arkansas to Pennsylvania in less than, like, 18 hours by car. I don't know how
wow.
we did it, but by the time I got home the next day, she was pretty much at my house.
Wow.
I still can't figure out how he did it or how she did it, and it was through two snowstorms.
Wow.
But that's the kind of friend she is. You can call her in the middle of the night and be like, I need you now, and she can be halfway across the United States and be there.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, she's a good friend.
She is a good soul. And the great thing is that we know a lot of people like that. You know, we know some really stellar folks that will drop everything. And I'm just so grateful to be in this community because those are the people that I know. And Marcy is definitely at the top of the list. That is so cool.
as we were talking more and more this evening, I'm like, I think Marcy knows Mama Jean. I've heard her mention that name now. And you were saying about living in Florida. I'm like, hey, you know.
Yeah, and Marcy's going to be camping with us at Caldera.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, she just called me the other day. She's like, I'm coming to Caldera Fest. Can I crash with you guys? I'm like, of course you can.
Yay.
All right. So, Gina, thank you again for being with us tonight. We need to do a little business now. You can hang around with us. You don't have to go anywhere, but I do need to do a little bit of business. Now, this is our last 10 o'clock show. Starting on Monday, this coming Monday, the 29th, we will be moving all of our programming to 9 o'clock at night Eastern Time. And we've been talking about Hercules, Invictus, and Athena having a Wednesday night show that apparently is a scheduling conflict. So we are going to be doing some shuffling of the schedule. So I don't know what night anybody's going to be starting next week or the week after whenever we get this shuffle finished. So...
but stay tuned because it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're bringing in a new show. We're making some changes. We got the new time, which is going to make it more accessible to live listeners. It's also going to let my lady get more sleep so that she stays healthy and whole and can take care of me and our little girl. So, all of these are important things and some exciting stuff coming up. But... look at it this way, it's something is moving in a way as to help us make some decisions about our programming and nights of the week. Now, the one thing that will likely not change is Tuesday night will remain the power hours, and that will kind of anchor the week no matter what we're doing around it. I'm anticipating that Tuesday night will probably stay the power hour. So with that in mind, I want to remind you guys that next week we are going to be continuing our series of The Fool's Journey Through the Tarot. Through the Major Arcana, and we're going to be talking about the Hanged Man card. So if you want to get the pull out your deck and get the Hanged Man card and start looking at the card, and studying, remember, we teach these classes or these shows from the Rider-Waite deck because it's a good starting point for learning. And the symbolism is kind of in your face more than some other decks. So this is what we teach from. And then, of course, you can take that into whatever deck you use. So be aware that next Tuesday we're going to be talking about the Hanged Man. Next Thursday, presuming nothing changes with Nights of the Week, we're going to have Becca Kelso, also going to be at Caldera Fest. If you're following along, you'll notice that we're interviewing all of the people, all of the artists that will be performing at Caldera Fest, and really making a big push to let everybody know this is going on and encourage you all to attend. And then the following Tuesday night on the 8th is going to be our 500th episode reunion show party. So you want to be there. Some some former hosts are going to be coming back for the reunion, all of our new family, and everyone that's involved with the station we're going to invite to participate. So that's going to be a huge great deal of fun. And then on the 15th, we're going to be talking about the quarters and our series of shows breaking down ritual into its component parts. We're going to start the conversation about the quarters and the elements, and then, of course, we will go into each of those in turn in greater detail, but this is going to be our show talking about the quarters. And again, barring any changes to Shady Tree Night of the Week, like I said, next Thursday is going to be Becca Kelso. The 10th is going to be Sharon Knight. And the 17th is going to be Murphy's Midnight Rounders. So all of this is coming up in March. So set your calendars. You want to check us out. And remember, everything starting on Monday changes to 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So I think that takes care of all the business stuff. My lady, how does somebody get in touch with us?
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with myself and or Terry, you can send an email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com, or you can also reach us on Facebook, of course, at the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page. And that page is, if somebody was interested in our workshops that Terry and I do, or counseling. We do spiritual counseling. I'm a holistic health coach. Any of those services, you can reach us for that at that web page, at that Facebook page, Little Stonebridge Pathworkings. We do all kinds of things. So if you have any questions, check us out there. Also, you can reach me at my Facebook page, Spiritual Wellness Physical Health, or my other Facebook page, which is Robin A. McKean. And you can reach Terry on his Facebook page at Rev Terry Power HP. Is that correct?
That's got it.
Okay.
You can also go ahead.
No, you do it.
Okay. You can also email the station at surn.org@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. And also, when she was talking about workshops, if you want us to come out and do live appearances, just as Terry and Robin from Spiritual Unity Radio Network,
mm-hmm.
We're also perfectly willing to come out and talk to people about the radio station, and depending on the internet connections, even do live remotes occasionally from sites. Mm-hmm. We've done live remotes from a couple of different events we attended, including Florida Pagan Festival last May. So that is all out there as well. I think that covers all of the business for the evening. Gina, again, thank you for being with us. What a blast. I really enjoyed the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. It was a pleasure. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Okay, we'll definitely make sure that happens. And I'm sure Persephone's going to really enjoy the class. I'm happy to hear that there's something going on for kids because I was a little concerned. So that's awesome. So you hear that
and
out there, everybody,
bring
your kids.
Did you say that adults that are accompanied by a child can also come and build a rattle too?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Adult mental health projects. I love it. All right. Robin, did you have anything you wanted to say before we say goodnight to our guests and to our listeners?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Mama Gina for being on tonight and spending some time with us, and looking forward to meeting her and getting to know more of her music, and just in general, everybody out there who's listening, as always, you know what I always say, spread the love. Have a good week.
All righty. Again, Gina, I hope you enjoyed your visit with us under the shady tree. And you are always welcome. Whenever you got something going on that you need to announce, you just let us know, and we'll have you back here under the shady tree to hang out.
It's the perfect place to hang out. Thank you.
Thank you, my lady. And so I want to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.